This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow told Washington on Wednesday to keep well away from its airspace after a U.S. drone intercepted by Russian jets crashed into the Black Sea, the first known direct confrontation between the superpowers since Russia invaded Ukraine. The Kremlin and Washington have traded blame for Tuesday's incident, which took place in international airspace near territory Russia claims to have annexed from Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the incident is being investigated.
We'll be in close coordination with allies and partners at the conclusion of the investigation. I can't speak at this point to motive or to intent.
Blinken on Wednesday at a news conference during an official visit to Ethiopia described the incident as reckless and unsafe. The Russian and U.S. defense ministers held a phone call on Wednesday, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said it was not yet clear whether the crash was intentional or accidental.
Physical contact of those two? Not sure yet. That remains to be seen.
But Russia's defense ministry said there was no collision, asserting the MQ-9 crashed all on its own. Russia said it would try to recover the drone wreckage from the sea. General Milley said the waters where the MQ-9 splashed down were 4,000 to 5,000 feet deep, making any recovery attempt difficult. He added that measures were taken before the crash to ensure no sensitive information could be gleaned from the wreckage.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. North Korea fired a ballistic missile into the sea between the Korean Peninsula and Japan on Thursday, just hours before South Korea's president was due to fly to Tokyo for a rare summit expected to discuss ways to counter the nuclear-armed North. This is VOA News. A military appeals court in Somalia ordered the executions carried out Wednesday of three men it said were al-Shabaab militants who disguised themselves to carry out deadly attacks in Somalia's capital. Ahmed Mohammed reports from Mogadishu.
The court said 38-year-old Mohammed Abdinur Jiro in 2021 bombed two restaurants in Mogadishu, killing 20 people. Mumin Hussein Abdullahi is the deputy prosecutor at the military court. He says today they executed the convicts, Mohammed Abdinur Jiro, Mohammed Abdullah Abko, known as Bimalo, and Sharif Mohammed Barkanle Ayale. The court said 36-year-old Bimalo bombed a restaurant in Mogadishu in 2019, killing 11 people. 53-year-old Ayale bombed Mogadishu Mall in February, killing 16 people. Ahmed Mohammed for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
Prosecutors investigating former U.S. President Donald Trump have met with Stormy Daniels. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Stormy Daniels' lawyer says the porn actor has met with prosecutors who are investigating hush money paid to Daniels on Donald Trump's behalf. Daniels says she had a 2006 sexual encounter with Trump. Trump says it never happened. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen says Trump directed him to pay $130,000 in 2016 to keep the story quiet. Trump's current lawyer says the then candidate was extorted. The news emerged as Cohen was giving a second day of testimony before a New York grand jury looking into the matter. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Chinese businessman with ties to former U.S. President Donald Trump administration figures like Steve Bannon is under arrest in New York for a $1 billion U.S. dollar fraud conspiracy, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The feds say Guo Wongwei, who goes by Miles Guo, and his financier lied to online followers before misappropriating hundreds of millions of dollars, including buying a mansion, a $3.5 million Ferrari, two $36,000 mattresses, and financing a $37 million yacht that Steve Bannon was once arrested on. Guo is a wanted man in China. He left in 2014 and is accused there of rape, kidnapping, bribery, and other offenses, which he denies. Julie Walker, New York.
Pakistani police have paused efforts to arrest former Prime Minister Imran Khan on graft charges after clashes continued for a second day outside his home in the eastern city of Lahore. More than 100 officers and Khan supporters were reported injured. Khan is charged with illegally selling state gifts he had received while premier and concealing assets. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.